Hi. So this is a closet then? I mean, I've been in closets before. I know what a closet is. I've just never been in this closet. Because it's in your house, and I've never been in your house before because, well, you've never invited me over. Not that you need to invite me over or anything. I mean, you don't even know me at all. I wasn't expecting you to invite a complete stranger over to your house or anything weird like that, but... We don't know each other. Nope. Yeah. Of course you did invite me. Or, well, I guess you invited everyone who was graduating over to your house for this party. And thanks! Thanks for my invitation. I really appreciate it. I'm glad you invited me. And, and of course everyone else. Did I say that it's really cool of you to throw a graduation party? Because it is, and I really appreciate it. And I appreciate that you invited me too, because you didn't have to invite me to your house, because you don't really know me at all, and so it wouldn't have been weird or anything if you didn't invite me to your house at all, and I would have totally understood it, but then you did invite me, so I came to your house and the party, and it's just great. And now I'm here, in this closet, playing 7 minutes in heaven, with you, and me, and we're, I'm not nervous. Don't worry about me. I'm not really nervous at all. I mean, I have been to parties before, and I've done this plenty of times. 7 minutes in heaven, spin the bottle, and all the stuff that they do at parties. And I know what I'm doing. Because I've done that stuff. This stuff. But, you know, we don't have to do anything if you don't want to now. I would totally understand if you didn't want to, because I'm a complete stranger to you. And it was cool enough of you to invite me to the party. You don't need to actually do anything in here with me. I would totally understand. We can just pretend. Oh, we really should have set a timer, and then we could have just left and gotten out in 7 minutes, and then you could tell people that we did something if you wanted. I mean, I know that would be a lie because you don't want me to do anything with you, but I would be cool with that if you felt you needed to. I know your reputation must have taken a hit just being in here with me, so if you need to tell people that we, like, kissed or whatever, I'd be fine with that. No, really. I'd understand completely. But, you know, we should probably get our stories straight so that we're saying the same thing. So, what do you want to do to me? I mean, what do you want to pretend to do to me? You can tell me and I'll go along with it, because I've done this before, but, you know, not like this. Not in your house. Not in this closet. Not with, you? Oh, jeez. So, anyway, you should just call the shots. You should say what you want to, and I'll just say that you did it. Yeah, you just let me know what you want to say, and hey. Yeah, has it been 7 minutes yet? Because time sure flies when you're having fun. And I had fun with you, and so I should be going, I guess. And I think I'll just go home after this. Oh, yeah. I should probably just go home and get a little dizzy. Whoa. Oh. Oops. Sorry. Hey, I don't know. Oh, thanks for catching me, though. You're such a gentleman. Really, catching a girl who's falling all over herself. I don't know why I laughed there. Or now. I don't think that was a joke. Take a seat. Oh yeah, that's probably a good idea. I don't know why I'm a little dizzy in here, but I am. Probably just the small space. No, I'm not claustrophobic, but there has got to be, like, less oxygen in here or something. No. Oh, we shouldn't leave yet. We should wait here for a minute. No, don't open the door, please. Can I just have a minute? Well, thanks. Jeez, thanks for waiting, for catching me, for inviting me to this party in the first place. Thanks for... Can I ask you a question? Why did you invite me tonight? Yeah, I know you invited the whole class. But when you stopped me in the hall and invited me, I was just a little shocked. I mean, I didn't even know you knew I was in your class, let alone that we were graduating. And you asked me. I mean, you didn't ask every single person out there if they wanted to show up, right? But you asked me. And I was just wondering, I guess I was just wondering why. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. You know, I don't have any social media, so I wouldn't have seen the invitation you sent out. You're right. And yeah, I guess I wouldn't have talked to anyone who was coming. I don't really talk to a lot of people. But how did you know any of that about me? Yeah, you're right. We have had classes together. Five classes over the years. Yeah, I guess I just... I mean... You barely ever spoke to me in any of those classes. No, I didn't think you didn't like me or anything. I just figured you never noticed me. You've got a lot of friends. You're always social and talking with people. You hang out with the same people every lunch and every day. And you've got girlfriends and guy friends. And I'm just the weirdo who sits by herself in class and at lunch. I'm just kind of drifting through it all. Not getting noticed. But you noticed me, and you asked me here, and I just hoped. Well, I just appreciated the fact that you invited me. Anyways, we should go, I guess. The offer still stands, though, if you want to lie and say that you did something. Oh, God. Wait, does that make me sound super pathetic? I just wouldn't want your reputation to take a hit because of me. Oh, that doesn't matter. You don't care. Yeah. You've got the luxury of that, I guess. A few minutes of ribbing from your friends and everyone will forget about this and you'll forget and they'll forget. And I'll just... Oh, here, help me up. I should go. Where? Home. I'm gonna go home and bury my face in a pillow and pretend that tonight really didn't happen and think better about things and hope that maybe college will be different and then I'll be able to change there, because it's clearly too late to change things here. Okay, so I'll see you around, Mr. Gentleman. It's been nice almost knowing you. Oh, shit. Wait. The door's stuck. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, this is just perfect. Is there a trick to this or something? Christ, I feel stupid. Oh. A lock on the inside. Well, now I just feel like an even bigger idiot. But who puts a lock on the inside of a closet door anyway? You do. Do you mind if I ask why? Oh. This is your closet. You like to get away from what? Everything. Wow. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, things can be overwhelming sometimes. I can sympathize with that. I just never figured that a guy who had everything all together would really look at the world that way. You just look so confident out there that I never... Well, I guess people can surprise you. No, me? Oh, I don't surprise anyone. I'm pretty much a boring open book. Even as closed off as I am, there's just no mystery. No mystique. What you see is what you get with me. And you've seen me, so, you know, the quiet girl. No real friends. Not particularly athletic. Not really smart enough to get A's. Winding up on precisely one page of the yearbook. Yeah, my school picture. No clubs. No sports. No nothing. God. I didn't even put a quote under my graduating picture. And that's not going to change because I went to a party for the first time ever. I am so grateful for the invitation. Really, I was taken aback by it. But I guess you can't change everything in the blink of an eye. So I'm going to go. I'm going to do my best to forget all this, and you can just forget about me, okay? Wait? Why would I wait? Oh, look, I appreciate the concern and all. And I know I'm being a total sad sack here. But I'm keeping you from your party. And I'm the first one to admit that isn't fair. So you just head out there. I really don't mind. Really. You should go. Don't worry about me. College? Well, yeah, I'm going to college. I got my acceptance letter already. Signed up and everything. You? Oh, really? No kidding. That's the same school I'm going to. Oh, and that's your major, huh? Same as mine. Samesies. I guess we're going to keep on being classmates. No, it's not that. It's not... I swear, I'm not upset about that. Well, no. Oh, gosh, no, I don't hate you. I really don't. I really don't, I swear. No, I'm sorry if you think that. No, I'm fine with going to the same college as you. Wait. No, wait. Listen, it's just... It's... Well... Oh, I've had a crush on you for years. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Why did I say that? I've had a crush on you since we were freshmen, and I never told you or anything because you were way too cool for me and way out of my league, and you never noticed me anyway, so it didn't matter at all, and I could just keep it a secret and it would all be fine because we've said precisely 11 words to each other in all the years of school, and I believe I counted every last one of them. And then you invited me here in person, and I was gobsmacked, and I let my stupid hope build up and believe that maybe things were different, and maybe you've been harboring a secret crush on me the whole time. And that was momentarily stupid because you clearly only barely even knew who I was. Oh, and then we wind up in 7 minutes in heaven in the closet, and I keep focusing on the word heaven because God, it feels like that to me to be so close to you. But then I make a complete fool of myself, and now it really feels like hell to me. I'm such an ass. And in the end, I figure that it'll all be okay because I look like an idiot. I sound like an idiot. But hey, we never need to see each other again, and then I find out you're going to the same college as me, and we're in the same major, and we'll probably be in the same classes, and I just don't know how much longer I can go on with this. Because, well, oh fuck. Because I like you. I really, really do. And I can deal with liking you from a distance if you don't know who I am, but I can't deal with you thinking that I'm a complete and utter weirdo and a freak because it's better to be not noticed at all, because I never should have come tonight in the first place. I don't suppose you'd believe that was all a joke, right? Yeah, well, I guess there is no punchline. Fuck. Look, this doesn't matter. You're you, and I'm me, and nothing is going to change that. Yes, I've got a bit of a crush, but it's just a crush, and it's stupid, and it doesn't matter. I know that you're out of my league, dude, so yeah, you just go on with things and we'll do our best to get back to whatever normal is, okay? Why do I think you're out of my league? Dude, look at you and then look at me. Do you want me to paint a picture? Do I need to spell it out? You've always got friends around you. You do well in classes. Not straight A's, but you do well enough that you're not exactly struggling. You're on teams all year long. You're in the school play. Not the lead, but still you're up there and people are laughing along and cheering when you bow. You're in a band. You've always got something going on. Oh, God, and you're handsome. You've got no problem with girls, and you've had 3 girlfriends this year so far. You're popular, you're charming. You may have other facets to yourself, and I'm not saying any of that defines you at all, but in comparison to me, jeez, you're definitely in another league. Because, well, I'm the weird kid in class. I'm the quiet girl in the corner. Not pretty enough to get any attention from any boys. Not smart enough to stand out from the crowd. Not coordinated enough to play sports. Or talented enough to act, or draw, or make music. You. People notice you. Me. And I just fade into the background. It's all right. No, stop. I'm not here for any kind of pity party from anyone, least of all you. I don't need you to tell me any different. I know the truth, and nothing you can say and nothing you could do would make me think. What? Oh no, you're just saying that. Look, I'm not going to say I don't appreciate the lie, but it's not necessary. I don't need you to play pretend at what? Wait, start again. Yeah, I know we're going to the same college. We just covered that. Okay, so you want to try again? Oh, yeah? I suppose this school won't matter when we're in the new one. And yeah, you won't have any of your friends with you while we're there. But you'll make new ones. You'll make new friends who... What? You want to be my friend? Well, of course. Okay, fine, okay. You can stop trying to sell it, I agree. Let's be friends. Let's start from scratch. Hi. It's nice to meet you. I don't know what to do here. I don't know what I'm doing. You take the lead then, okay? Okay. Now, I'm not one to give advice here, but you need to work on your openings. Why? That just sounds like a pickup line you were trying to feed me there. I mean, it was clearly a pickup line.
So, do you come here often?
That is absolutely a lame pickup line. You need to lead with, hey, how's it going? Or how about, hi, my name is. Or even just, I think we're in the same class together. Or something that isn't so clearly a lame pickup line. Why not? Well, you might give a girl the wrong impression. Dude, I shouldn't be the one explaining this to you. I'm the socially inept one out of the two of us. I shouldn't have to tell you why talking to a girl like you're trying to pick her up when you're not trying to pick her up is a bad idea. Because it makes her think things. Because it gives her... No, wait. No. No, you can't say that. Look, you can't. Come on, shut up. Shut up! Stop! I know I said a lot of shit in here, and I know that I shouldn't have said any of it, but you can't just lie like that. No, it hurts my heart. You're not interested in me. No, you can't be interested in me. Oh, fuck, stop. Come on, I'm not pretty. Oh, please, stop lying to me. No, you're killing me. I don't want you to try to pay me compliments out of some kind of obligation to pick up my spirits. No, it's bad enough that we're way over the time limit for 7 minutes in heaven, let alone that I've completely spilled my guts to you. Adding on to that, a pity pickup isn't going to pick up my spirits. It's only going to make me feel worse. It's only going to give me hope. And that will only disappoint me and let me down. Stop! Stop, you're lying. No, there is no way. No. Listen, you spent all those years not noticing me while I was absolutely pining for you. There is nothing you can do to make me think that you like me like that. There's nothing you can do to prove to me that you even think of me like that. Well, Because a guy like you doesn't notice a girl like me, and a guy like you would never be with a girl like me. And a guy like you only winds up in 7 minutes in heaven with a girl like me because it's such a raging joke to think of the two of us together. And honestly, I don't want it to be a joke. I don't want to be friends with you. Being friends with you will only hurt. No, you don't want to be more than friends with me. You don't think of me that way. You don't. You couldn't. Mm-mm. You wouldn't. You're really close to me right now. Yeah. You're really, really... Oh, God. Oh, don't kiss me if you don't mean it. Don't give me hope if you don't intend to follow through. Don't give me a taste of heaven. And then drag me down into hell afterwards. Come on, wait. No. Oh, I need to breathe. Give me a minute to breathe. I don't understand what's going on here. I don't know what you're trying to do. Why did you kiss me? Oh, no, it can't be that. It can't be all of a sudden that you just notice me and you see me. Not after all these years. Not when absolutely nothing has changed about me. Something's changed. What's changed? Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that's true. This is the first time we've ever spent any time together. In a closet. Really. Any real time together. And yeah, I guess maybe it's the first time you've ever really had a chance to look at me. You're looking at me weird. Why are you looking at me like that? I am pretty. Oh, don't. I don't know if I want to let myself believe that. Come on, come on. All right, fine. Okay, I'll listen. Oh, I think that might be... Wait. That might be the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me. But God, how can you feel that way? I'm such a mess. And I've just spent all this time babbling to you nonstop. How can you think any of that? Oh, I'm cute when I'm nervous. But really, you date way cooler girls than me. You dated cheerleaders, dude. Shit. Why? How? You don't. No. You don't need to explain the way you feel. You can't explain the way you feel? I mean, sometimes, yeah, you just feel it, right? I guess I can empathize with that. Well, I'd like to get to know you too. And I think for the first time, I'm really looking forward to college and everything. I mean, this sounds really cheesy, but I'm hopeful, you know? You really like me. No? No, you don't need to prove it. No, oh God, please. No, it's fine, it's fine. You don't have to go out there and tell people. No, wait, no. Come on, oh God. Come on, please don't go out there and tell people. No, wait. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. What? No. Oh. Come here. No, stay. No, come on, stay. Stay in here with me. There. Yeah. Oh, you're really a good kisser, you know. Oh. I could just keep. Oh. I could just keep kissing you. Oh. Oh. There. Oh, you got your shirt off. You have a really nice chest. I mean, I've seen it from time to time, but this is the first time up close. The first time feeling it. Oh, and I really, oh, really like it. What do you mean what I'm doing? I want to do things to you. Yeah? I want to make up for lost time with you. I want to... What? Not yet. Oh, why not? I finally have you here, and I just want to know what it's like. I want to do all the things with you before you come to your senses and realize that... Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Yeah. You're on top of me now. Wait. What are you doing? Me first? No. Okay, wait. Hold on. Oh God. Are you kissing my neck? Oh fuck. Fuck, that feels so good. What are you doing to me? Oh, your hands, they feel like they're all over the place in your body. Oh, you're making me feel like fuck. You're making me feel like I'm on fire. Oh, yeah? Oh, God, are you undressing me? I want it. I mean, I want it, but... Are you sure you won't be disappointed? Wait. Oh. Stop staring at me like that. Stop. me like I'm crazy. I'm just not sure about myself. I don't know. I've seen other girls around school, and I know that I don't look like them. And I've seen the other girls you've dated, and I know I don't... What? You don't care. You're here for me. You just want... Wait. Okay. Do I trust you? Well, I think so. Yeah, I do. All right. Okay. Oh, here goes my sweater. Oh, yeah, help me. Okay. Oh, well. Here. You can pull them down. Oh, you're... Oh, I'll sit up. Here. I'll pull... off my... It's just my bra. Go ahead. You can unclasp it, it's all right. Oh, God. Yeah. Lie back. Okay. My hips. Yeah, I can do that. Oh, I'll lift them up. I guess my arms are kind of in the way. My hand covering my... my arm over my breasts. Yeah, fine. I trust you, okay? I can do this. No, but don't you laugh. Close your eyes. Open them when I tell you. One, two, three, and... Okay, fine. Open them. Well, you're not saying anything. You're just looking at me. Why aren't you saying anything? Oh. Did you just say wow? Oh no, is that good or bad? What are you thinking? Oh, what is happening? Is it that bad? Are they that bad? What? You think I'm beautiful? Oh, do you really mean that? Because I think you might, and I just want it to be true, and then... Yes, I believe it. Oh, that's it. Oh, kissing down my chest. Oh, kissing my body. Oh, God, your lips on my tits. My nipples. Oh, you're sucking. Oh, God, yes, that feels so good. Oh, fuck, your hands feel so good on me. Yeah, you can finish taking off your boxers. I want to feel you. I want to taste you. What do you mean, me first? Yeah. You can push my legs apart. You're kissing. Kissing my belly. Oh, that feels so good. wiggles like butterflies, like. Oh, are you really, really gonna do this to me? Oh, God. Oh, your tongue. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh. Oh, you're tasting me. You're licking me. You're... Oh, God, that feels good. I... Oh. It's never felt like... Oh, fuck. It feels so good. Hey, your fingers are moving. What are you gonna do with those fingers of yours, huh? Oh, that's it. Oh, put them in me. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, it feels like... No, never. I've never had anything in that. Oh, tongue, fingers, and lips, and oh. Oh, geez, where did you just touch me? That was electric. Fuck, what is that? What are you? Oh, God, you can drive me crazy so fast. It feels like my whole body's on fire. Oh, my back is arching. I can't help it. Oh, touch me, please. Please keep on touching me. Keep on... Oh, oh, just like that. Oh, I can't catch my breath so much. Oh, God, it's too much. You're everywhere, yes. Oh, grab my tits. Pinch my nipples. Oh, why does that feel so good? Fucking... Fucking, it's... Oh, it's something. What is happening to me? Oh, fuck. Oh, God, something is... Something. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so good. Something... Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. What you're doing to me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh. Oh. I just want you to kiss me. Oh, you made me come. You made me come. You made me feel so damn good. Oh, fuck. Yeah. I want you to feel good too. But I don't really know what to do. What if I run my hand down your body? What if I... Oh, fuck. Your cock is so hot and so hard and so soft at the same time. Yeah. I have my hand on your cock. Am I doing this right? If I just run my hand up and pen down it like this. Shall I suck it? Do you want me to suck your cock? Do you want me to tighten my grip? It's... oh, God, it's throbbing in my hands. It's... oh, it's almost... it's... it almost looks angry. Oh, fuck. Oh, what do you want me to do with it? Really? Anything I want. But I don't know what to do. Yeah, I'm still stroking it. It's just... You know what you're doing, and I don't have any experience. Just do what comes naturally. Whatever I want. What? What if I want to feel it inside me? I mean, I feel like I should lick it or put it in my mouth. Or blow it or something, because what you did with your tongue was so good for me, but I want it. I want it in me. Are you okay with that? Oh, good. Good, yes. Yes, I want it. Yes, I'm sure. I want you. I want you now. I need you now. Please, baby. Put it in me. Can I call you baby? Do you like it when I call you baby? Baby. Please. Please. Fuck me. I've wanted this for so long. And I know that it's rushing, but I want it. I need it. I need you. Oh, yeah. Okay, let me move my legs. Spread them. Okay. Oh, the way you feel as you move between them. Oh. Oh, jeez. I feel it. I feel the tip of your cock. It looks so big. How will it ever fit? No. No, don't pull away, please. Please. Put it in. Yeah, just slowly. Just a little. Oh, ugh. No, it's okay. Yeah, it hurts, but it's fine. Please. No, keep going. Oh, I trust you. Oh, God, it feels so much. It's... ugh. Go slow. It's pushing. Oh, it's filling. Jesus, it's not even in yet. Keep going. No, don't stop. It's okay. Keep going, please. I want it. I need it. I want it. I want you. Just give it to me. Yeah, come on. Come on. Oh. Oh, God. No, it does hurt, but it... oh, fuck. But it kind of hurts good. Yeah. I want to keep going. Yeah, I need to keep going. Please. No, why? Why are you pulling away? Oh. Oh, God. More of it. Oh. More of it, please. That's it. Oh, come on. Thrust. Yes, baby. Keep on going. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Come on, kiss me now. Oh, kiss me. Does he push it all the way in? Yeah. Oh, it feels good. Yeah. Go, baby. Oh, that's it. Is still there, but it's like fading, and the feeling of anticipation, oh, is building. Oh, fuck, baby. Yeah, this warmth in my belly and between my legs. Oh, and somewhere deep in me. Oh, that's it. Oh, come on, baby. Oh. 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 So good inside me. Oh, so much. I don't know how I could ever have taken it, but I want, like, oh, like more of it. Oh, Jesus. Oh, this feels so good, babe. Oh, I sound like such a fucking idiot. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh. Oh. Oh, God, yes. What are you looking at me like that? What? Stop! No, I mean... Oh, I'm not beautiful. You think I'm beautiful? Positively radiant in a closet. Well, aren't you just full of compliments? You are really sweet, you know. And you have made me really, really happy. Yeah, oh, never, ever in my wildest dreams did I think this would happen. Oh, 7 minutes in heaven. Oh, but I never want to leave. Oh, God, I don't want to stop you. Oh, that's it. Oh, thrust up into me. Pump up into me. Oh, fuck up into me, please. Oh, thrusting, feeling, fucking. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck me. Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, don't.
Stop, baby. Come on. Oh, faster. Fuck me harder, yeah. Oh, whoa. Oh. Oh, your hand is between my legs and you're rubbing my fuck. Oh, God, yes, it feels so good. Oh, keep rubbing my clit while you fuck me. Oh, God. Baby, how are you so perfect? How is this all? I can't believe it. No, don't stop. Oh, God. You feel good. Yes, I like the way I feel around you. I like how you fit. I want to make you feel good, baby. I want to make you feel so fucking good. What? Why do you look like that? You can't hold much longer. Oh, God, baby, does that mean what I think it means? Are you gonna come? Yeah. Do it then. Oh, God, yes. I want to make you come for me. I want to make you fucking come. Baby, your hands, your cock. Oh, your body, I can feel it. Oh, I can feel you twitching in me. I can feel it. You're almost there, aren't you? We probably shouldn't inside, but I want it. But I'm not safe. My mouth? Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Here. Wait, let me get off. I don't know what to do. I'm just gonna... Oh, fuck it. Here. Oh. Is this... Is that it? Am I doing it wrong? You're about to come? Come for me. Come for me, baby, come on. Oh, God. Said you're my boyfriend. I like the sound of that. This was amazing. And I feel really, really lucky. 7 minutes in heaven. Oh, we still have to get dressed. But I think we went over the time limit. People are probably going to ask questions. I don't mind if you tell them anything, you know. If you want to keep this a secret, I totally understand. Or if you want to tell everyone that you hooked up with me, I guess I'm fine with that too. I know this is that you probably don't want to, whatever. What? Yeah, I know this room is on the ground floor. True. We could just ditch the party and go out the window. But it's your party. You'd rather go get a coffee with me. A date? Really? But what about when people ask about us? What are you going to tell them? What should I tell them? Not that they're going to talk to me, but we should really get our stories straight. And you don't kiss and tell. Well, me neither. Okay. A date it is then. I'd really like that. But maybe we can just hold on here a little longer. I like lying next to you. I really like being with you. I really my boyfriend. I really like you.